This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. In Denver, landlords of office buildings are taking big losses as empty spaces pile up. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on recent deals.
Office landlord Brookfield took a $340 million loss when it recently sold two downtown towers, according to a report in Business Den. The office space is 50% empty. It was almost full when Brookfield bought the property in 2020. Nearly one-third of the office space is empty in Denver, according to real estate services firm CBRE. City landlords have struggled to fill space ever since more office workers started working from home during the pandemic more than 5 years ago. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
More than 100 Colorado lawmakers and other elected officials are asking the Interior Department to protect land conservation policies. That includes mayors and state senators. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has more.
The Bureau of Land Management finalized the public lands rule under the Biden administration. It made conservation an official use of the lands, alongside oil and gas and grazing. The Trump administration wants the rule gone, but Tom Boyd thinks it'll help balance land uses in Eagle County, Colorado, where he's a commissioner, and enjoying the outdoors is a big chunk of the economy.
Some won't have as much of a value on conservation. But for those of us that do, we'd like to have that written into the policies.
Many leaders of Western Mountain communities, including Boyd, signed a letter supporting the public lands rule. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
And this is CPR News. It's 6:06.